are listening to the Daily 931 by Clarksville Messenger, bringing you local news, to-dos, and other vital info that matters to life here in Clarksville. To get convenient, personalized updates along with special deals and offers from our sponsors, visit daily931.com/VIP and tell us how you'd like your updates delivered. If you'd like to consider becoming a show sponsor, visit daily931.com/sponsor. Now, let's get into today's show.
Good morning, Clarksville, and happy, happy Veterans Day. If you are a veteran listening, thank you for your service. There's not enough that we could do to honor you, the service you've provided, the time you've put in, and the things that you've sacrificed. Thank you's not enough. Even a day with a bunch of free food and discounts and things like that is not enough. So thank you for your service. And if you are still serving, same to you. My name is Jordan Molson. I am the host of the Daily 931, founder of Clarksville Messenger, and thank you for listening. So today we're going to take a little walk on the creative side. I'm going to give one shout out for another craft and vendor fair because they reached out to me this morning and said, hey, we've got this going on. Could you shout it out? And of course, I'm happy to. So we're going to touch on a craft and vendor fair, and then we're going to split it up into two categories, and one is going to be entertainment, and the other is going to be actually opportunity to be creative. So let's go. All right, happening this Saturday morning, starting at 9 a.m., running till 3 p.m., is a craft and vendor fair for the Northeast High School Band. That's right, Northeast High School is hosting their 7th annual Craft and Vendor event. So this is a fantastic opportunity where you can literally support local. You're supporting the Eagle Pride Band, and you get to shop with local vendors, local artisans, and local creators. They're going to have a couple of food trucks and lots of vendors to choose from with all different kinds of crafts. So check them out up at Northeast High School starting at 9 a.m. Saturday morning, running until 3 p.m. Get out and show your support for local artisans as well as the Eagle Pride Band and help them do what they do better by showing your support. All right, let's talk about a little entertainment happening tonight. I tell you, the Thirsty Goat has got it going on this weekend. They have so many things happening, it's surprising that they can fit it all in. So tonight, starting at 6:30 down at the Thirsty Goat, is live music with Joel Nolte. So get down there and show your support. Help them, give them a warm welcome for Joel Nolte, where he'll be performing live. And the Thirsty Goat is also going to have some pretty cool drink specials going on for the military community in honor of Veterans Day. So simply make sure that you have your military ID on you. Again, live music with Joel Nolte starting at 6:30 tonight at the Thirsty Goat. And then another performer for tomorrow night. Valerie Lopez is going to be live tomorrow night, Friday night, starting at 7 p.m. at Revel House. So head down to Revel House Friday night starting at 7 p.m. for a beautiful set of live music from Nashville's own Valerie Lopez. And this is a free show. And then a final live show of 2021 for a pretty in-demand band, I believe. And that is happening Saturday night at 7 p.m. up at Gladiator Brewing. And this is an event, a performance by Mason Justice. So Mason Justice is back at the Gladiator Brewing Company this Saturday night for a three-hour show. So obviously there's some locals in Clarksville who love this band. So this is going to be a full set. Mason Justice announced that they were done with shows for the year, but they've made an exception to come back to Gladiator Brewing. So head up there Saturday night at 7 p.m. for a three-hour rockin' show with Mason Justice. They're going to be doing a blend of covers that you know and love, as well as a few rockin' originals. And then for the creative side of things this weekend, rather than touch on specific events here, I want to talk about the specific places that have these events because there's multiple events at each of these places. So first, give a shout out to Courtney's Creative Palette. they've got something going on every day this weekend. So tomorrow night, Friday night, starting at 5:30, they have their Friday night kids drop-off class, which is really cool. They're going to be painting a Pokemon-themed painting. Saturday at 5, they have a teen class where they're going to be focused on painting a sleeping fox. And then Sunday, they've got two creative craft events. One at noon on Sunday, where attendees are going to be walked through painting a floral rooster. And then Sunday at 4, they're going to be walking attendees through creating a holiday tree door hanger. So check them out, Courtney's Creative Palette. Something going on Friday night, Saturday night, and twice on Sunday. So whether you have a younger child or you're a retiree, there's something for you to do and create at Courtney's Creative Palette this weekend. You can look them up on Facebook. Of course, there'll be a link in the show notes directly to their events tab on their Facebook page so that you can get all the information about all the different events they've got going on. But you can also search them on Facebook by looking up Courtney's Creative Palette. And then for the other creative shout out, most anybody who's been in Clarksville for a while knows about DBO's Creative Circle and DBO's Gallery. So this weekend, there's two events going on. Both are paint and sip events where you can BYOB and have a little sip fun while you're getting your creative on. Sometimes getting your sip on helps the creative juices flow a little better. You know what I mean? So there's two different pieces that they're going to be walking attendees through, one on Friday night and one on Sunday night. So check out DBO's, that's DBO's Creative Circle on Facebook. Of course, I'm going to link to his events page, but check out those two different events to see which one you might want to attend as far as what they're actually creating, the painting you'll be bringing home. Okay, Clarksville, that's all I wanted to touch on for you today. So again, we've got the Northeast Band Craft and Vendor Fair starting Saturday morning at 9 a.m. We've got live music tonight up at the Thirsty Goat with Joel Nolte. We've got Valerie Lopez live tomorrow night at 7 p.m. at Revel House. We've got a final live show by Mason Justice up at the Gladiator Brewing Company Saturday at 7 p.m. We've got plenty of events from Courtney's Creative Palette and two events from DBO's Creative Circle. So check the link in the show notes for all the details on these events mentioned today. Have yourself a fantastic Thursday, and I'll see you tomorrow morning at 9:31. Thanks for listening to the Daily 931 by Clarksville Messenger. Be sure to follow or subscribe to the podcast from wherever you're listening. If you'd like the daily episodes sent directly to you via Messenger, text, or email, sign up at daily931.com/VIP. Find and follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Clarksville Messenger. Share what you've got going on in your corner of Clarksville, and we'll be happy to consider sharing it on the Daily 931. And for info on becoming a show sponsor, visit daily931.com/sponsor. Thanks again for listening. See you on the next episode.